Chapter 14, The Function of Javana. When we see, hear, smell, taste, experience an object through the body sense or through the mind door, there is not only one citta experiencing the object through the appropriate doorway, but a series or process of cittas. A rupa which impinges on one of the senses is experienced by a process of cittas. When that sense door process is over, the object is experienced by cittas arising in a mind door process. Cittas in sense door processes and in mind door processes arise and fall away continuously. We may not know that both in a sense door process and in a mind door process there are akusala cittas or kusala cittas arising. Because of our accumulated ignorance, we do not clearly know our different cittas, and we do not recognize our most subtle defilements. In a sense door process, the object is experienced first by cittas, which are not kusala cittas or akusala cittas. It is experienced by kiriya cittas and by vipaka cittas. The five-door adverting consciousness, pancha dharavajana citta, is an ahetuka kiriya citta, that is, without beautiful roots or unwholesome roots. It is succeeded by one of the divi pancha vinanas, the five pairs of seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, etc. And this citta is ahetuka vipaka. Then there are two more ahetuka vipaka cittas, the sampadichana citta, which receives the object, and the santirana citta, which investigates the object. The santirana citta is succeeded by the vodapana citta, determining consciousness, which is an ahetuka kiriya citta. The vodapana citta determines the object and is then succeeded by kusala cittas or by akusala cittas. In the case of those who are arahats, there are no kusala cittas or akusala cittas succeeding the vodapana citta, but kiriya cittas. When the cittas of the sense door process have fallen away, cittas of the mind door process experience the object. First there are bhavanga cittas, and then the mano dharavajana citta arises, which has the function of averting to the object through the mind door. The mano dharavajana citta is succeeded by kusala cittas or by akusala cittas in the case of those who are not arahats. The mano dharavajana citta is not akusala or akusala, it is ahetuka kiriya citta. Since cittas arise and fall away very rapidly, it is hard to know the different cittas which arise. Often we might not even know when we have kusala cittas or akusala cittas. For example, after there has been seeing, we may not realize when there is attachment to the object, when there is aversion towards it, or when there is ignorance of realities. If we study the Dhamma, we will learn about our cittas in detail, and we will also come to know our most subtle defilements. Ignorance of our akusala cittas is dangerous. If we do not know when we have akusala cittas, we will continue to accumulate akusala. The kusala cittas and akusala cittas which arise perform a function. They perform the function of javana, or running through the object. Footnote. Javana is sometimes translated as impulsion or as apperception. End of footnote. In the sense door process, the vodapana citta has determined the object already when the javana cittas arise. Thus, the kusala cittas or akusala cittas which follow have as their only function to run through the object. There is not just one moment of citta which performs the function of javana, but usually there are seven cheetahs in succession which performs this function. As a footnote, in the book of conditional relations, it has been explained under repetition condition that kusala khandas are followed by kusala khandas and akusala khandas by akusala khandas. The commentaries, the Visuddhimagga 14.121 and the Atisalini 2, Book 1, Part 10, Chapter 2, 270, state that there are six or seven moments of Javana. The number of seven is not expressively stated in the scriptures, but when we consider the number of cheetahs in the mind-door process during which enlightenment is attained, as we will see in Chapter 24, we have an indication that the number of Javana cheetahs, as given by the commentaries, is based on canonical tradition. In different parts of the scriptures, the Javana cheetahs of this process are denoted by particular names, and in this way we can know the number of these cheetahs. End of footnote. As we have seen in Chapter 12, one material unit, a sense object which is experienced by cheetahs in a process, equals 16 or 17 mental units. Such numbers should be seen as a comparative notion. Within a process of cheetahs, the duration of Javana occupies seven moments. Since cheetahs arise and fall away extremely rapidly, we cannot count these seven moments. It all takes place in a flash. The Javana cheetahs arising in one process are a sequence of seven cheetahs of the same type. If the first Javana cheetah is Kusala, the succeeding six cheetahs are also Kusala cheetahs. If the first Javana cheetah is Akusala, the succeeding six cheetahs are also Akusala cheetahs. Do we know when the Javana cheetahs are Akusala cheetahs rooted in Lopa, Dosa, or Moha, or when they are Kusala cheetahs? We are ignorant most of the time, even of Javana cheetahs. There are 55 kinds of cheetah which can perform the function of Javana. There are 12 Akusala cheetahs performing the function of Javana, namely 8 Lopa Mula cheetahs, 2 Dosa Mula cheetahs, and 2 Moha Mula cheetahs. As a footnote, see chapters 4, 6, and 7. End of footnote. There are 8 Kamavara Kusala cheetahs, which are called Maha Kusala cheetahs, performing the function of Javana. As a footnote, Kamavichara cheetahs are cheetahs of the sensuous plane of consciousness, not Jhana cheetahs or Lukutara cheetahs. Details will be given in Chapter 19. There are 8 Mahakirya cheetahs of the Arahat. Kirya cheetahs, inoperative cheetahs, which are not Ahetuka, but accompanied by Sobhana Hetus, performing the function of Javana. The Arahat has Mahakirya cheetahs instead of Mahakusala cheetahs, since he does not accumulate any more gamma. Mahakirya cheetahs are of the sensuous plane of consciousness. They are not Jhana cheetahs or Lukutara cheetahs. Arahats also have Kamavichara cheetahs. They see, hear, or think of objects experienced through the senses. However, there are no Kusala cheetahs or Akusala cheetahs arising on account of what is experienced. For the Arahat, there is also an Ahetuka Kirya cheetah performing the function of Javana, which may arise when he smiles. The Hasitupada cheetah, or the smile-producing consciousness. Those who attain Rupa Jhana, fine material Jhana, can have 5 types of Rupa Vichara Kusala cheetahs performing the function of Javana, since there are five stages of rupa jhana. Arahats who attain rupa jhana can have five types of rupa vichara kriya cittas, which perform the function of jhavana. For those who attain a rupa jhana, immaterial jhana, there can be four types of arupa vichara kusala cittas performing the function of jhavana, since there are four stages of arupa jhana. Arahats who attain arupa jhana can have four types of arupa vichara kriya cittas performing the function of jhavana. Those who directly experience nibbana have lokuttara cittas. There are four stages of enlightenment, and for each of these stages, there is lokuttara kusala cittas, or magga citta, path consciousness. Magga means path. And lokuttara vipaka citta, or pala citta, fruit consciousness. Pala means fruit. Ready. Thus, there are for the four stages of enlightenment four pairs of lokuttara cittas, four magga cittas, and four pala cittas. As a footnote, lokuttara cittas will be explained in chapters 23 and 24. End of footnote. Lokuttara magga citta produces result immediately in the same process of cittas. The magga citta performs the function of jhavana, running through the object, which is nibbana, and the pala cittas also perform the function of jhavana. The vipaka cittas, other than the lokuttara vipaka citta, do not perform the function of jhavana. Thus, all eight lokuttara cittas perform the function of jhavana. There are 55 cittas in all, which perform the function of jhavana. Summarizing them, they are 8 lopa mula cittas, cittas rooted in attachment, 2 dosa mula cittas rooted in aversion, 2 moha mula cittas rooted in ignorance. Those are the 12 akusala cittas. 8 maha kusala cittas, kama vachara kusala cittas, 8 maha kriya cittas, 1 hasitupada citta, that is the ahituka kriya citta of the arahat, which may arise when he smiles, 5 rupa vachara kusala cittas, that is rupa jhana cittas, 5 rupa vachara kriya cittas, that is rupa jhana cittas of the arahat, 4 arupa vachara kusala cittas, that is arupa jhana cittas, 4 arupa vachara kriya cittas, that is arupa jhana cittas of the arahat, 4 magga cittas, that is lokuttara kusala cittas, and 4 pala cittas, that is lokuttara vipaka cittas. It is useful to know that when akusala cittas arise on account of an object, not merely one akusala citta, but 7 akusala cittas arise in one process, and this process of cittas can be followed by other processes with akusala jhavana cittas. Each time we dislike something, there are processes of cittas which experience the object, and in each of these processes, there are 7 akusala jhavana cittas. Countless akusala cittas may arise on account of something we dislike or are attached to. There is no self who can prevent akusala cittas from arising. As soon as the vodapana citta in the sense door process has determined the object, this citta is succeeded by akusala cittas already. And as soon as the mano dhavavajana citta has adverted to the object in the mind door process, this citta is succeeded by akusala cittas already. The cittas which arise in processes do so in a fixed order. When the first Javana Chitta has arisen, it has to be succeeded by the following Javana Chittas. The first Javana Chitta conditions the second one, and this again the following one. Each subsequent Javana Chitta is conditioned by the preceding one. Processes with Kusala Javana Chittas and processes with Akusala Javana Chittas can arise shortly one after the other. For instance, people have the intention to offer food to the monks. However, when someone has bought the ingredients for the food he is going to offer, he may find the cost rather high. At that moment, there may be chittas with stinginess, and then the Javana chittas are Akusala chittas. Thus we see that accumulated defilements can appear at any time when there are conditions, even if one has the intention to do a good deed. It is during the time of the Javana chittas that we accumulate wholesome or unwholesomeness. There is no self who can control Javana chittas, but knowing the conditions for wholesomeness will help us to have Kusala chittas. The Buddha, out of compassion, taught people the way to have less akusala. He encouraged them to perform all kinds of kusala, no matter whether it is dana, generosity, sila, morality, or bhavana, mental development. He taught the development of the wisdom which can eradicate all kinds of akusala. There are different degrees of wisdom, panya. If there is understanding of what is kusala and what is akusala, there is panya, but it is not of the degree that it can eradicate akusala. When panya has not been developed to the degree of insight wisdom, right understanding, which sees realities as they are, there is still a concept of self who develops wholesomeness and abstains from ill deeds. So long as there is a concept of self, defilements cannot be eradicated. The person who is not an Aryan, noble person who has attained enlightenment, may be able to observe the five precepts, but there is a difference between him and the Sotapanna, the Aryan who has attained the first stage of enlightenment, who does not transgress them. The non-Aryan may transgress the five precepts when there are conditions for it, whereas for the Sotapanna, there are no more conditions for transgressing them. Moreover, the Sotapanna who observes sila does not take the observing of sila for self anymore, since he has eradicated the latent tendency of wrong view. Thus his sila is purer. He is on the way leading to the eradication of all defilements. When we are not mindful of realities, we take the objects we experience for self. When Panya realizes the objects which are experienced as nama and rupa, elements which do not last and which are devoid of self, there is less opportunity for akusala javana chittas. In the Visuddhimagga 1:55, we read about the elder Mahatissa, and I quote, "It seems that as the elder was on his way from Satyapabhata to Anuruddhapura for alms, a certain daughter-in-law of a clan who had quarreled with her husband and had set out early from Anuruddhapura, all dressed up and tricked out like a celestial nymph to go to her relative's home, saw him on the road, and being low-minded, she laughed a loud laugh. Wondering, what is that? The elder looked up, and finding in the bones of her teeth the perception of foulness, he reached arahatship. Hence it was said, he saw the bones that were her teeth, and kept in mind his first perception, and standing on that very spot, the elder became an arahat. But her husband who was going after her saw the elder, and asked, Venerable sir, did you by any chance see a woman? The elder told him, Whether it was a man or woman that went by, I noticed not, but only that on this high road there goes a group of bones. End of quote. Mahatisa was not absorbed in the object he experienced, nor entranced by the details. He realized when he perceived the woman's teeth the foulness of the body, and he did not take what he perceived for self. The perception of the foulness of the body can remind us not to see the self in the body, but to realize bodily phenomena as rupas which do not stay. Mahatisa saw things as they are. The panya arising at that moment was to the degree that it could eradicate all defilements. There are countless javanachitas in the day with lopa, dosa, and moha, and therefore we should not be heedless. We read in the kindred sayings, 4, Salayatana Vaga, kindred sayings on sense, 2nd 50, chapter 5, paragraph 97, dwelling heedless, and I quote, as Savati was the occasion for this discourse, I will teach you, monks, of the one who dwells heedless and of the one who dwells earnest. Do you listen to it? And how, monks, does one dwell heedless? In him, monks, who dwells with the faculty of sight uncontrolled, the heart is corrupted by objects cognizable by the eye. In him whose heart is corrupted, there is no delight. Without delight, there is no joy. Where joy is not, there is no calm. Without calm, one dwells in sorrow. The sorrowful man's heart is not composed. When the heart is not composed, one has not clear ideas. Through not having clear ideas, he is reckoned as one who dwells heedless. And it is the same with regard to the faculties of taste, touch, and mind. And how, monks, does one dwell earnest? In him, monks, who dwells with the faculty of sight controlled, the heart is not corrupted by objects cognizable by the eye. In him whose heart is not corrupted, delight is born. In one, delighted joy is born. When one is joyful, the body is calmed. He whose body is calmed feels at ease. Composed is the heart of him who is at ease. When the heart is composed, one's ideas are clear. Through having clear ideas, one is reckoned as one who dwells earnest. And it is the same with regard to the faculty of taste, touch, and mind. Thus, monks, is one a dweller in earnestness. End of quote. Questions for Chapter 14. 1. Are there for the Arahat only Lokutarachitas performing the function of Javana? Or can he also have Kamavacharachitas, that is, Chitas of the sense sphere, performing the function of Javana? 2. Are there Vipakachitas which can perform the function of Javana? End of chapter 14.